Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is Jeanette Jolie, and she came in fourth place in the most recent transformation contest. If you're listening on iTunes, go over to Venus Index and check her out. So we were just talking about a bunch of stuff, and I don't know where we're going to go with it. Actually, we should have been recording. That was a fun conversation. One thing, okay, so you mentioned in this business, so you do training too, right?
Yes, I used to own a gym.
Interesting.
Yes, I used to. Unfortunately, hard times came and I had to close the gym. And
do you still train people though, like without?
Yes, I do. I'm very passionate about it, so I'm pulling in like my old clients. They just won't let me go. Even when I was like 8 months pregnant, they were like, "Well, I'll work with your time whenever you feel like it." And it's like,
yeah, they get attached, eh?
Like they're very attached. Yeah. Especially, I work with elderlies. I like to work with elderlies, and they call me I'm a trainer of specials population, so pregnant women, elderlies, people with diseases.
Interesting. Okay.
What I like to do.
Okay, you know what? Then can we talk a little bit about the training with pregnant women? Because I know there's in the forum it's come up, and I've put in some rather pointed opinions, and every now and then I have a post ready, and then I don't know if I'm going to submit it or delete it because I know everyone's, overly conservative with their what to do when a woman's pregnant.
I'm totally with you, John. See, I just was waiting for you to go the overly conservative thing, because my books, I studied exercise science, mm-hmm. Concordia, and in our books, it says that as pregnant women, and I've been pregnant twice, I'm supposed to be walking. Doing some little like water sports, like swimming.
Oh, like super low impact stuff.
Yes, like little with weights, and I'm allowed to do. But then they say you're allowed to do what you did beforehand if you're healthy, right? And
right.
I just went abroad with that, and I was like, okay, well, if you've trained before, and you most of my clients that were pregnant with me, trained before with me. So I'm like, there's no reason, apart from the flexibility issue, the tendons, mm-hmm. Apart from that, we're just going to keep on training exactly the way we trained. That's my take on it.
I see what you're saying. So even if you wanted to reference any sort of material, you're like, well, if we did it before, we can keep doing it. So I guess the conundrum is, do you start brand new a workout while you're pregnant if you've never worked out before?
I would still do weights. I am told, I do not believe that us women, especially us women, should be doing cardio simply. Just.
Oh yeah, I'm 100% with you on that.
And that's what, that's what they like the industry, even in university, they teach you. It's just, you're still going with, I mean, back in the day, I'm an old geezer. So, back in the day, they were still teaching us that, us women should be doing cardio, a little bit of weights if they want to, and that type of thing,
Yeah, I'm assuming that's just slowly breaking down, but I guess it's still pretty pervasive.
It is. Yes. Yeah. Totally. And trainers still say that to their clients today. And the whole, I'm on a 3-day water fast right now, and I'm speaking to you. This is as low energy as I can get. This is 3:00, and you can hear that. It doesn't change that much from, I believe, and the whole Venus Index system. I mean, I think you have two diets though, right? But I follow. I'm a big fan of Brad Pilon.
Pilon, yeah, eat stuff, yeah.
I'm totally for that way of eating.
So did you use Eat Stop Eat then through the contest?
I totally used Eat Stop Eat, yes.
Okay, cool. And then with just a couple times a week, or how'd you do it?
I just winged it basically on how my results came in on the week, because I would weigh in every single you know, exactly at the certain time.
Each week?
Yes.
And then, okay, so then if you needed to fast more, you'd fast more or less?
Exactly,
or whatever.
During the week following.
Yeah. And then just do your thing. Like, did you sort of plan to have more socially on the weekends? Or did you try to keep it consistent?
Yes,
or did you not? Yeah.
I have people over every weekend. I'm one of those social butterflies.
Okay.
You can't stop me on a weekend. I'm like, everybody's invited to my house. So obviously,
right.
The food's there. And yes, I do cook healthy, but at the same time, it's not like I don't go crazy.
Yeah, it's not obsessive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think because I don't believe in any diet that you can't sustain. And it's the first diet I've ever tried that I can actually sustain without a problem, like without even thinking about it.
Right.
And I think the trick is that you don't even have to think about it.
Well, that's the key.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the whole point. No, of course. I mean, anything else that requires too much effort or thinking will be unsustainable. So I have, but back to, there was a thought I had in there about how it's still, I'm totally flipping pages back to the training thing.
Yes.
Do you think it's because of a lack of female role models why women are still intimidated by lifting weights?
I think women are still intimidated by lifting weights because they keep hammering, like I am still hammered by my husband. I adore my husband, by the way, guys, who tells me, oh my God, honey, you're lifting really hard now. I can see, like, you know, your muscles are way too big and this and that.
Oh, really?
Yes, dear.
Like too big?
Yes.
Well, I don't know what he's looking at, because these pictures, they look just right.
Oh, no. Those pictures, they're wrong. I mean, I do not, like, I took it. It was really on a rush, like I told you before.
Yeah.
And because my head is not in that zone where I'm, and that's why I did this competition, because it's like, it's just, it kept me going towards a goal. It's like, it had, you know, you guys were my trainer type thing, you know?
Right, yeah.
And basically, yes, it's just, I'm leaner than that part at maybe at midnight, like at 11 at night on a carb date. I thought the pictures were the next day and I had to fast. Okay, so anywho, yes, I think the big problem is not only role models, because I have a lot of women trainer out there that I know. I've been around a lot of gyms, and I know a lot of other trainers, and I love them all tremendously. I mean, I respect every single person who believes in something. Mm-hmm. That's what I, you know, like if that person believes that what's right for them is waking up in the morning, doing cardio, and then every single day, an hour and a half, 2 hours, because that's what it takes to actually do what we do with weightlifting.
Right, yeah.
And not eat, right? And that's just, you know, at one point you just break down. But anyways, that's not the point. The point is, I believe that not only, I think as a society, it's not well seen for us women to be as lean as you guys. And I'm not saying that we want to be as lean as men are, but the slight, like, attention, if I get a little bit leaner and you actually see my abs without me flexing, my husband just freaks out. My whole family does. My friend trainers, they're like, dude, you're a woman, you know? It's like, this is not womanly. I'm like...
Oh, so they think you've crossed, like, some sort of gender barrier where you're too lean.
And yes, and I'm like half... I'm half Cambodian, half Portuguese. I mean, it's like, you cannot get more feminine. It's like,
oh, wow.
I don't understand how,
yeah.
You know, you got the boobs, the ass. I mean, there's just no, I don't understand how that would work in any case, even if I did.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. You have a feminine shape no matter how lean you are. It's not like you're losing your shape.
I believe so.
I know what you're saying. It's the different. You know what you're saying. Some fitness competitors, they get that lean, but then they have no hips anymore, and their chest goes away, so they really do start to look like a 12-year-old boy, and then I can see how that's sort of
the gender issue. But yeah. Like everyday women, training hard, and just starting to see, you know, like it's not a big deal. it's so much more attractive and so much healthier for us because we don't have to worry about what we eat at that point. Seriously,
And the stress just starts to it's a calming place to be when you're not worrying about it anymore.
If you're leaner than that, then ESOP doesn't work anymore for you. I'm at that point where it's so true. I think I read the last bit of information, and it tended towards saying that if we do get a little bit that lean, it's hard.
Yeah, as you get leaner and leaner, the fasting either gets harder and harder, or just for some people, they shorten the fasts themselves, so they don't do the full they don't do the full 24 hours. Okay. They might do like a partial fast or just cut it out completely for a little while. We know a couple people who tested it, they were guys, but a couple of guys who were like ready for a bodybuilding show, and he did a fast and it did nothing. He's like, it just made him feel lousy, but it didn't actually really help.
That's it. So
he was too lean to bother fasting anymore.
Exactly. That's a point. But I'm talking about everyday people. ESOP is amazing. And I think that the circuits, you guys are killing me with these circuits.
Oh, what do you think?
Dude. Okay, I'm a trainer. I've been training since I'm like 13. Mm-hmm. You know, that's like 20 years now. 20, okay, well, I just lied. 20-something years now.
That's a while, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, okay, for both children, for the first one especially, I took like a hard break. I was like, oh, the books say, you know, do this and that, and which was bullshit because I lost all of my muscle mass.
Oh, so you cut out?
I did what they say. And then,
you hypocrite.
I can't believe.
Oh, you're terrible. What are you doing?
Because I wanted to test it on myself. I didn't believe it until I got pregnant and I was worried.
And then, so what happened the second time?
Oh, the second time around, I was like, I ain't losing all this hard work. Keeping muscle mass for women is really hard work. Any woman who says, hey, yo, I build muscle, like, you know, snap.
Easy.
Then there we go. I'm like, oh, I see my quads, you know, like the four. Yeah. Okay, well, good for you. I mean, but you are like in the 1% people.
Yeah.
It's like, unless you do you know, like the Venus Index System, I don't see how that could happen, you know, like on cardio and not eating.
Oh, how could you accidentally just gain muscle?
Exactly.
Well, guys have 10 times more testosterone than you do, and guys say it's really hard to gain muscle, so I do not understand any woman who says they put it on easily.
Oh, I can't lift that 20 pounds, Jeanette, and I'm talking about legs, okay? Yeah. I can't. I know. I'm going to get built. I'm like, okay, let's just do it. And then we'll see, okay?
So that's just rooted in a fear of what, just being big?
Yes. Being bigger than what they say, well, I had tons of muscle underneath this fat, and that's why I look so big.
I guess.
I hear that? You know how many times I hear that?
I know.
Sometimes I get red in the face each time I hear that, you know? If the same client tells me that, like, over and over and over, and we're still, like, every week we weigh and we get the results. I tend to want to quit on that because it's just, that's hammering from like old trainers that, you know, like haven't.
Well, it's not wanting to admit that maybe there's just more fat there and that's got to go and not that there's muscle.
That's true.
Like, why would you even, whatever. That's really hard one to deal with.
It is. And
because you're talking about having to change their mind. It'd be like, and I suppose the only thing you could do to prove it to them is get a get a DEXA scan done where you could prove exactly how much fat's in each section of their body.
Yeah.
But then who knows? Maybe they'll start questioning the machine's validity, right? Like,
exactly.
They probably won't even believe that.
Exactly. Like, when people are it's just too much the mindset, the everything else, like the food industry, everybody's telling them it's wrong. Like it's just wrong. And I don't know, I want to, my mission in life is to make this a reality. It's just a reality for everybody to do this type of training. And I tell you guys that I really do not appreciate your circuits.
Yeah, you mentioned
it. Oh, I did. Here. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm a trainer and I'm at level one. Yeah. And
you find them tough?
I'm a little bit sore, but maybe because I always tend to do, you know, like if you guys say 15, you didn't say, or 10, you don't say, you know, what weight I'm supposed to use. I obviously use for testing.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You're going to have to.
You know, I use for 10 reps.
No, I understand. I completely understand. And let's, that's a very good point.
You know.
Let's make that clear for me to you, plus for everyone listening. Yeah. The weight you use within the circuit might actually be different than the weight you use for 10 reps outside of a circuit.
Yes, I'm starting to think that.
Yes, I should have made that like abundantly more clear. Now, people like yourself who've been training for a while and actually know how to lift.
Push. Yes, that's
Yeah, it. Know how to actually push and can have muscle to push with. Yes. You're going to find that your circuit 10 rep weight is for, you know, whatever shoulder press is going to be lighter than your actual by itself shoulder press 10 rep weight.
It's your little, you know, like the little ego.
Yeah, I know, but it's it's not the point. It's true.
It's just me and myself, and yes.
Within a, now, you know what? You could probably, you know how, like, I don't know if you've heard the girls on the forum talk about a power circuit?
No.
You basically redo the circuit, but at like 6 to 8 reps instead of the higher rep. And that's probably more like your 10 rep weight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So, but other than that, anything super, well, basically a circuit's just a really intense superset. Basically any superset, you're always going lighter than what you could do without it. So,
well, I disagree, but no, I do.
In a circuit like that,
I I do that with my clients because my clients cheat me on by maybe 50% of what they can actually do.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes, but I do that for myself too, forgetting that I don't cheat myself.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So I see what you're saying. Yeah. You know? So for someone who's developed a lot of strength, they're gonna have to back off when they go into a circuit.
I'm gonna do that now that I spoke to you. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No. That's
Because I love this feeling of like not being able to walk, but it has been almost 4 weeks now, so I think I'm gonna back off a little bit.
Oh, you've been getting sore consistently for 4 weeks off that workout?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, wow, you're pushing pretty hard.
A little bit too much, I think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So tell me this then.
Yeah.
Do you find that newbie client, I don't know if you want to say beginners, or the ones that cheat the weight, do you find that like some people just don't actually, like while you're working with them, it becomes quite obvious that they're not pushing anywhere close to how hard they can push?
Oh, yes.
Now, do you think part of that's fear, or do you think some of them are trying and they just need to learn what really pushing is?
They just need to learn. I just switch the weights on them. I said, well, okay, well, let's start with this and see how many we do, and then I switch it. Once I see that they can't do one more, then I switch it back to at least one set, and then they know that, oh, my goodness.
That they have more. I did this. Are they, in general, are they surprised if they can lift more than they thought? Yeah.
Extremely surprised. And I think they're happy about it. And that's why I do it. That's why I push my clients so much. And the people who come to me, you know, like they don't expect, like I already have that reputation where, yeah, you don't mess around with her because she's going to bring you to your limit.
Right.
You know, and, but.
Well, that's the point. If a trainer's just letting you.
Yes.
If you just let them just be lazy, what's the point? Like, you're not getting
anything. Why does he want recurring clients, I guess? Like, not recurring, but, you know, like, as long as you can have with them, I'm not from that mindset. I'm about getting the results as they should be getting results. And
so,
if they're goodbye, send me somebody else.
Right. And so, but if they're not putting any effort in, you have to at least try to get them up to the correct effort.
Exactly. Right. Because you can't get the results from them, and I'm, you know, like...
Okay, I got a question. Have you ever worked with endurance people, pardon me, people who've done running and
yes.
or something like...
Yes, I've trained people in marathons, yes.
And then have you ever tried to get them to do weights and then they don't actually understand the difference between what endurance exhaustion feels like versus weights exhaustion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but most of them like the change of look because, you know, you have those endurance people that doesn't look like this picture I'm staring at, John.
Mm. Yeah. I know. Endurance.
What I'm talking about is John's like 12 million pack and his pecs and arms.
Oh, the avatar. Yeah.
Yes. That's what I'm.
Maybe I'll put it on the blog post so they know what you're talking about. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. People who do endurance aren't going to build any significant amount of muscle.
No, and they think, oh, I'm going to run a marathon and then look like you. No, they don't. Yeah, and I'm talking like this because they're mostly guys. Because girls are actually very happy with what they look like after they finish training for the marathon and they do their marathon or half marathon. They're very happy with it. But the problem is that once they stop, you know?
Yeah, they start gaining.
It's just back to point A. While if you do your training, muscle training, and you do the system, if you do the venous index system, you actually, just maintain. It's just...
Mm-hmm. And you don't go back to what you were before.
You don't go back to what you were before. I mean, I'm not putting, you know, because I wanted to beat my the first time I tried to compete with you guys. Mm-hmm. I did actually include cardio, which I hate.
How much cardio did you do?
Every other day from my training, because it was just a 3-day training. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, okay, do you guys, you don't realize as a trainer, you think you know, but then you say, okay, let me follow some other trainer's, you know, point of view, because a trainer needs a trainer in any case. Anybody who doesn't believe that,
sure.
Then
totally.
Something's wrong, you know, or they don't want it as much. I wanted it. I wanted it to be back to my more than pre-baby weight. I wanted to be back to my leanness of when I was 18. And I'm like maybe, you know, a couple pounds of fat away from that. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, thanks to your super circuits that I love.
The circuits that you hate.
Yes, hate and love. You know, I love them. But you need to complain sometimes, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad you chose the podcast as your venue. all right. Well, so moving forward, what's your goal in that? Like, have you seen the announcement about the next contest?
I have seen it.
Want to be on the calendar or what?
Somebody's stopping me from doing this.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay. I was actually trying to guess. Oh, okay. So I guess you're not entering.
No, I'm not entering because he sees what the other level or where I'm heading to. Uh-huh. And he says, you know, and he has me, you know, like how, you know, normally women has men by the balls type thing for sex.
Okay.
Well, it's the contrary with me. I'm the higher libido person.
Oh,
therefore,
okay.
he's put that on the plate saying.
So I guess you gotta kind of compromise here.
I have to compromise. I'm going to be happy with just being slightly lean, but not as lean as I'd like to be, like competition lean.
Well, I mean, you still have to maintain your family life too.
I do.
Okay, so well, what advice do you have for I don't know, you've got the floor, what's your like main take home points?
Don't make excuses if you I have two babies back to back. From anybody who knows about having babies back to back, it's exhausting. Totally. Do you know about that, John?
Me? Go. No, not at all.
So yes, it's exhausting. And if you really want it, this is definitely a system that works. But you have to do it. It's simple as that. You have to do it. And if it's doing it, you know, there's no oh, I hear that you're not supposed to train before you go to bed because it'll ruin your sleep. Or, well, okay, maybe you'll go to bed a little bit later or whichever, but it's, you know, do it. Just find a time where it's, you can actually do it and just do it. Just schedule it and do it, and for sure it'll work.
Make it a priority.
Make it a priority. Just make it, I hate training at night. I hate doing cardio and I included it. It's the only, you know, find why you're doing this, you know, and I was just trying to find myself. And that's why I did this. I wanted to be who I was before the babies, because having babies make you lose yourself, and making you lose yourself gets hard on the couple. Mm-hmm. And then things getting hard with the couple, then, you know, like everything
just snowballs.
Ugh. And that's what I was going through as I was doing all this.
Right, right.
And that's what, you know, it wasn't like an easy ride. But your training and the whole Venus Index program is actually, I mean, maybe it's just because I'm a trainer. I don't know. I can't really speak for everybody else, but I'm speaking for myself. For me, it was a breeze to think that, oh, I only have to train 3 times a week and look like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just have to, you know, do just ESC and I look like that. That's, mm-hmm. For me, that was like I've never seen anything so, like, easy. I mean, I don't
want efficient.
That word. Yes. I don't like to use that word easy, but it's actually, you can promote it like that because it actually is, because it's, you do it and you get results automatically.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I guess the flip side is seeing competitors who train 2 hours a day every day.
Yes, but that's what before, mm-hmm. Before I fell, I don't know how I did. Oh, I think it was from Pat Rigsby. Are you guys affiliated?
I know who he is, but we don't really do anything with them.
No, I don't know, but I think, I don't know, somebody gave you guys a shout out. Mm-hmm. Oh, the man with the bands.
The bands. I'm not sure.
Anyways. I heard it from someone, and I looked it through, and I found it so logical, but at the same time, I was skeptical because I was like, that's for, like, no way can I get that, like, those results in, you know.
Without doing more.
And those 6 meals a day, and you don't have time to do that. I was going to say the S word. That stuff, mm-hmm. Okay, with 2 babies and, you know, a husband, you know, he's, CEO of a huge company, he doesn't have time to take care of anything else but his work. Yeah. You know, and he comes home, he takes care of his children, of me, you know, like we're together. But I mean, it's like I have to deal with everything else.
Right.
So if you have to do that, you can't think about, okay, my 6 meals a day, and then I have to plan for
an hour of cardio, then an hour of weights. And then
my hour of weights, and oh, thank God for my Sunday off. Mm-hmm. Where I can finally, you know, like, cheat, and which means that I can't see anybody during the whole week.
I don't understand the point of that.
But it worked. Haha. It did work. Yeah. You know, it did work. But I mean, it did work. It's always worked for me. It's just mm-hmm. that you get all, like, confused because you're like, okay, I'm never going to be able to be lean again, and you guys were my saviors. I'm never going to be able to be, and I'm still continuing because I'm not happy with how I look, but I'm feeling great, and I love your circuits.
Are you at least on the way to how you want to look?
Oh yes,
that's, okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
The circuits are gonna get me there. I'm basically not even, you know, like, regarding food anymore, because I can't. I'm at that point where I can't restrain more than I did before, and I'm actually feeding much more now, mm-hmm. training on your circuits.
So now it's just the slow coast in with exercise and diet just sort of maintains.
Yes, a maintenance diet. So I mean, I would, you know, maybe do ESC once a week, not even, mm-hmm. you know. But what was I saying?
That's a good place to be.
Yes.
Oh no, you're saying you finally found yourself in a new way to do this that doesn't have to take
exactly.
up your whole
and that's,
forever.
That's the whole point of this system is that it works without even impeding in your life.
Well, and that's kind of the point. That's kind of why we say we're not really into fitness, even though we sell diet and fitness
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
We don't. Our idea is to minimize it, get what you won't need out of it, and mm-hmm. then leave it.
It's mm-hmm. really great. I really love you guys.
Well, we love you too.
Oh, thank you.
All right, well, I think that's a good place to leave it.
Yes.
All right, so for Jeanette Jolie, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.
Thank you.